Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong and am sitting across from some very familiar voices for you. Ken Fate, the station manager of Raven Radio, and Amy Kramer Johnson, the wonderful development director. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning.
Just great. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Raven Radio, we are planning a big party that all are invited to in the community. What can you tell us about that?
I think it is the biggest root beer float party in Southeast, if not in Alaska. So we have a lot of details, but the basics are that after the parade on Saturday, we will give away upwards of 600 root beer floats, and the line is quick. So that's the quick. Quick information, but we've got a lot of other fun things to talk about. And so this whole thing started back in when we turned 30.
Yeah, a few years ago with our 30th anniversary, we marched in the parade and had quite a few different celebrations during the course of that time. And one thing that we introduced was kind of this just kind of open party for the community with live music on the back deck here at the Cable House. And root beer floats and lawn games, and we're just kind of continuing on that tradition. It's a really fun time for family, kids, everyone from the community is welcome to come.
It's a thank you. We're so supported by this community all through the year, and so the staff, the board, some key volunteers, Megan Pasternak and Jerry Fleming have been at it from the very beginning, helping us out. Have come together and said, we're just going to make root beer floats like crazy and give them out. And then the Larkspur is open downstairs. The music will be on the back deck. And that band is the music from Jay and Kari and Littlefield and Fabian. And that is Jason Caputo. Some of you know Jason Caputo from his years when he lived in Sitka and he played with a band called the Screaming Love Bunnies, and he also played with Three-Legged Dog a little bit before that. Great guitar player, and of course, his wife, Kari, sings beautifully, and Ed Littlefield and Christian Fabian, and they'll be on the back deck, and I think they'll be having some special guests as well. So the place is really hopping, and root beer floats are made at a furious pace.
Yeah, I imagine I'm picturing this in my mind. There's all these thirsty, tired band marchers or people carrying signs and or wearing costumes, and they're all coming to you with a request for root beer floats. How do you manage making 600?
Well, it's after the parade, folks just kind of naturally follow the parade down Lincoln Street and turn the corner to the Cable House, and we have the pavilion set up in the parking lot on the ocean side, and actually it's nice because if the Coast Guard rescue demonstration happens, you're in good shape to wander over to see that.
Wow. So dinner, snack, and a movie.
Yep. Entertainment's right there. And we've got more than a dozen people making root beer floats at all times. And so the line just zooms right along. And might have a chance to meet celebrity Ed Ronco when you're here. I think we'll have him corralling the line. So if you remember Ed, former reporter here at Raven Radio, he should be around. We'll be using 15 gallons of ice cream. We'll be using 30-some gallons of root beer. And we put out dozens of floats per minute. And so it's just a factory lineup that we got. So you're not going to be waiting in line forever. It just goes real quickly. Okay. And the line will go right by the music. So it's actually fun to wait in line.
Because there's live music. It's a truly a team effort. I mean, it truly takes a team to pull this off. And it's really fun. But as Ken mentioned, there is other entertainment going on at the same time. And once you get your float, you can wander over and listen to the music. You can hear the music from where you're getting your floats, and what are
some of those lawn games?
Well, two of them that I'm pretty sure about, Perry Edwards, our board president, is organizing that, so I haven't talked to him about all of the lawn games that he'll be organizing, but I know we'll have bobbing for apples, which we did, which was very popular
traditional
last year.
Fourth of July.
And we have the also highly popular cornhole, which is a fun game that that was introduced to us by a volunteer, Jay Sweeney.
Okay.
And so that's a fun game that we set up out in the
kind of Midwest horseshoes is what
right.
with beanbags, safe for kids, no iron.
I had a friend
being tossed.
Just get married and had a cornhole at her wedding.
Oh,
and I thought that was kind of
gives
something to do. But I have a question for you about Rube. Yes,
one more game. We will have the large bubbles again this year.
Large bubbles.
Yes.
Large bubble game.
Oh, good.
So bring the kids.
Does it involve actual bubble blowing?
The like bubbles that you blow, but the huge ones.
Oh, that just sounds. Oh, so this is purely fun. This is really just to thank the community for being as wonderful and supportive as they are and to get them to drown themselves in ice cream and root beer.
Yes, it's not a fundraiser. It's just to come and have fun. We won't be asking you for money.
Question about root beer. So the root beer is part of a larger genre of ice cream floats I've been learning this morning. And I have one interesting fact to share with you. Do you know how the root beer float was invented?
The soda fountain of old was very, very popular, and it had the soda machine, you know, right there at the bar, and then they had to have ice cream, I imagine, and it had to have been a mistake.
That is one of seven different myth stories, origin stories that I've been reading about. One, the guy who has it written on his tombstone, inventor of the ice cream float, it was in his will, is a guy from Philadelphia named Robert McKay, and he said during Philadelphia's sesquicentennial celebration, which Sitka will soon celebrate in 3 years, the story goes, he ran out of cold ice. Without anything to do, he dumped some ice cream in it. Now, the issue in America, of course, is what is actually a root beer float? Because some people say it has to have vanilla ice cream. Some people say it can have any kind of ice cream. Some people say it has to have Coca-Cola, which makes it something called a black cow. But then in northern Wisconsin, a black cow is when you take the ice cream and the root beer and you just mix them together.
Like you blend them?
You blend them like an egg cream.
Mm. That's up to the individual user with their spoon to be in charge of.
We do provide spoons, so if you'd like to mix, you can mix.
I think I'm pretty conservative with my root beer float thoughts. It's got to be vanilla and it's got to be root beer. And we have some folks to thank because our root beer is island-made root beer.
Wow.
Right.
So it's made out of Bibco. Thanks to the Baranoff Island Brewing Company for donating some of this root beer to make it happen. And the ice cream is from Harry Ray Soda Shop. Thank you so much for the vanilla ice cream that we'll be using. And Sitka Sound Seafoods provides the ice to keep it all cool in the trays and the canopies that we'll be standing under in case it begins to sprinkle, which it did last year, and there was plenty of room for folks to stay dry. So it's a rain or shine event.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So thanks to those businesses here that support us every year. That's great.
Yeah.
So also,
I want to share about the raffle.
Yeah. At during the root beer float celebration, we will have a table set up. We are launching a fundraiser. The root beer float celebration is not a fundraiser, but we are launching our Alaska Airlines raffle. We do have tickets in-house. We are selling them now. And we will be at the Farmers Market Saturday morning, the first Farmers Market this Saturday, and July 4th. And then we will also be selling raffle tickets here at the Cable House during this time after the parade and whatnot. So people, if you're interested in purchasing an Alaska Airlines raffle ticket and helping support the station, they're $10 per ticket. The drawing will be October 21st here live on the air, and the tickets are...
They're special tickets because you can only fly to Ohio, and you can only fly there from January 3rd through January 8th.
I have to cut you off there. The tickets are unrestricted, which is the most open type of ticket that you can have, and you can fly anywhere Alaska Airlines flies, which they're expanding, the communities that they fly into. So it's pretty cool. They're flying into Costa Rica now. So if you win, maybe you could fly into San Jose, Costa Rica.
Nice. I wonder what they call a root beer float down there.
Good question.
In New Zealand, it's called a spider. I was telling you that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But it's right before the Stardust Ball, you'll do the drawing.
Yeah, the week before.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit? Is there anything to Stardust tease
Ball,
about Stardust?
Yeah, we should mention it'll be on Saturday, the 31st of October this year. So keep that in mind. Keep your lip sync in mind. Keep your costumes in mind. And it is going to be over at Allen Auditorium.
Yep.
Okay. And so in the Otis Theater. So we will have fewer tickets to be able to sell.
Yep.
And so make sure you think about things early.
More details to come on that real soon.
Okay. Ken Fate is the station manager at Raven Radio. Amy Kramer Johnson is the development director. Thanks so much for coming in. And I'll see you on Saturday where I will, too, be scooping ice cream.
Making spiders.
Making spiders.
Thank you, Emily.
Bye.